A loose piece of insulating foam is thought to be to blame for February's Space Shuttle Columbia accident. But investigators have uncovered a new problem that could be much worse. Yesterday, they revealed a design flaw that could send a heavy piece of a large bolt crashing into the shuttle during launch. They say there is no evidence this happened to Columbia, but the problem will have to be fixed before shuttles are cleared for flight again. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
When they began their investigation, members of the accident board drew up a giant worry list. It contained everything they thought could possibly have gone wrong. They've been making their way through, ruling out most of them. But recently, they turned their attention to some bolts that connect the booster rockets to the shuttle's external tank. At about 2 minutes into launch, explosives cut the bolts in two, and the booster rockets fall back to Earth. Retired Admiral Harold Gaiman chairs the investigation board.
The question is, does it create any debris which might fall back on the wing? Well, it turns out that there are debris catchers, called bolt catchers, to make sure that no debris gets ejected into the airstream.
The bolts are big, about 2 feet long, they're made of steel, and weigh 85 pounds. The force of the explosion drives each half of a bolt into a bolt catcher, which acts like a cage. Investigators found some potentially troubling things about this setup. First, the set of parts that have been flying on the shuttle have never actually been tested together. Second, the bolts were being made by a new vendor and hadn't been adequately tested themselves.
In order to prove it's safe, you got to take it and test it. So we did, and we tested the explosive force by which the bolts come off. Then we tested the power that the catcher can absorb. And I don't know what kind of a safety margin you would like to have if the explosive bolts come off with a power of 1,000 foot-pounds or something like that, then maybe you'd like to have your bolt catcher have maybe 1.5 times that capability. Well, in testing, we found the margin is about zero.
A safety margin of about 1.5 is typical. One board member was asked how he felt seeing the results of the test, and he said the interesting thing was to see the faces of the engineers. They were surprised. But had a bolt or a piece of a bolt catcher ever actually come off during flight? Gaiman says investigators decided to look at the Columbia launch.
So then we go back to the radar records of the launch, and lo and behold, at 126 seconds after launch, something is seen on the radar which indicates that there's a piece of debris ejected from the separation. Could be the bolt catcher.
The board members stressed there is no indication this piece of debris hit the shuttle, but they say there may be no good way to rule that out. They know for sure that a piece of insulating foam hit the shuttle during liftoff, because cameras captured the strike on film and video. And that remains the leading theory to explain the disaster. Board member Major General John Barry.
We're not changing our working scenario. It's still pretty evident that foam came off and hit the wing. We have a responsibility, too, to provide NASA with indications of what we think the next mishap could be, you know, where they need to pay attention. And this particular item has potential to be catastrophic.
The board is hoping to get at the underlying causes of the Columbia accident. Earlier in the morning, its members spent several hours hearing about the minutiae of NASA's budget and the details of its contracts, the benefits of oversight versus insight, and something called cost-plus award fees. Marcia Smith, who works with the Congressional Research Service, suggested there would be no easy answers here.
If NASA did not fully appreciate the dangers associated with foam hitting the orbiter, it's not clear that an increased budget would have helped. And it may well be that you'll conclude, as others have before you, that the shuttle budget was cut too far, but it will be interesting to see whether or not you can tie that directly to this catastrophe.
The annual budget for the space shuttle is currently around $3 billion. The last time it got a big bump was after the Challenger accident. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.